It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, thanks everybody, and welcome to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We have a great American Legion baseball game for you tonight. Montevideo Post 59 is here to take on the Madison Legion on a warm, warm Monday evening, but I think we'll be okay. I know I'm going to be okay because I'm in the air-conditioned press box. We're doing something a little special in our Subway pregame show this evening. We have a special guest in our studio. Dick Newman's here to help I introduce our special guest, Dick. Who do we got up here?
Well, we have Tom Elliott, who is one of the sports directors, sports people in the West Central Conference, or West Central Tribune, and he's got a long history of baseball coverage, been in the Fargo area, in the St. Cloud area, St. Cloud Times, for many, many years, and now is in the Wilmer,
the Minnesota Baseball Amateur
Hall of Fame.
Dom, welcome to Q92.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm excited about beautiful night in Madison.
Yeah, and congratulations on being elected to the Minnesota Baseball Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yeah, it's completely humbling, and I've worked on the Hall of Fame committees for many years, and I've worked in the museum, and I've covered it for, we were just talking about this back at the studio, I've worked for a newspaper for 47 years, so I've been doing it a while.
On Saturday was the voting for there were 17 nominees for the Hall of Fame, and six of them will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, one in our particular area, but can't announce that yet. But Tom Elliott is one of two people that it's for a relatively new award called the Glenn Carlson Distinguished
Service Award.
Award. And it's for people like what he just said, working for newspapers and things like that behind the scenes. Some people in concession stands and things like that, or worked on the field, and Tom has done a little bit of all. And both you and I, Paul, had the honor of writing on his behalf, and I think it maybe helped him getting into this Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Did it, Tom?
You know what? I had nothing to do with the whole process.
Right.
They made me leave the room when they were doing votes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I've got to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Paul. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dick. It's a great honor for me to be involved with it. I have enjoyed covering amateur baseball since I met Dick Putz in 1981, 82, and then as Dick said, I knew Glenn Carlson as well.
He did.
Yeah, he was the Chamber of Commerce president in St. Cloud. He was on the group. He was in the group that formed the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame in 1961.
Oh wow!
And he was an amazing man as well. And they were both instrumental in getting me involved and showing me who did what and what it was all about, because I was coming from the Twin Cities and was a new student at St. Cloud. I didn't know where any of these places were, and
right.
I didn't know much about town ball or
yep.
any of the leagues, and boy, I found out a lot, and I fell in love with it. I love baseball,
right?
So So that was easy. I love to write. That was easy. But what always made me enjoy amateur ball so much is everybody out there does something besides play baseball. And I've met lawyers and doctors and
a dentist.
Yeah,
who's the dentist that plays third base? Where's
Reinertsen for the Wilmer Rails right now today, and he's you can go get your teeth. I've met Priest
that played ball. Town ball?
Yes,
Priest played town ball.
Aaron
Rosen had one.
Farming Flames. He played at North Dakota State and became a priest. And I actually went to one of his masses. He was the priest in Eden Valley and Watkins.
Okay.
And then they would push their Sunday games back to 2 or 2:30.
Oh,
get there after doing a couple of masses in the morning. And it was Annette, Father Annette.
Yeah.
Ryan Annette, and he had brothers, Ted and Aaron. They all played sports and were. And Ted actually was a football coach. He was a head football coach in Painesville, and then he's still in Albany right now, helping out in that program, and played football at St. John's. There's just tons of stories like that, and they're all good.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your career briefly, and then tell us about what the Hall of Fame. It's in St. Cloud, and people. Okay. I've been there. It's amazing. You guys done a great job with that. Talk about your career a little bit.
While I was at South St. Paul High School, they were looking for somebody at the South St. Paul Sun to get them stories from South St. Paul High School. And so my journalism teacher and the school paper advisor said, well, you should talk to this guy. And I think I got $10 a story, and I thought I was rich. and it progressed from there. I went to Inver Hills Community College, and I was the editor of the Inver Hills paper. I transferred to St. Cloud State, became the sports editor of the St. Cloud State student newspaper, and then by the time I'm 19 years old, the St. Cloud Times called me up and said they wanted me to work for them part time while I was going to school. And then they hired me after I graduated. And
how many years did you spend at St. Cloud Times?
So I had two stints.
Okay.
It was roughly, I was there from, 81? 81 to 94. I took a job as a sports editor in Palm Springs, California.
Okay.
And then my first son was born out there, and we came back in the end of 97, and so I was there from 97 to 2019. Boy, the business has changed a lot in that time, and things were going roughly in St. Cloud, and it was a great paper. We had the best paper in outstate Minnesota, won national awards.
Yep.
It was a really good place to work. Got bought by a different company, and they kept the Gannett name, and it got really rough there. And so I was looking for a place to land. I landed at the West Central Tribune in Wilmer.
Great paper.
In 2019. We're trying. We try hard. And but I became involved with Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame because of the St. Cloud Cathedral coach, Bob Karn. Bob Karn is 84 years old. He just won his 10th state title, high school league. The school has won 15 state titles because they count 5 state titles they won in the old parochial school system. He played on one of the teams that won a parochial school state title, so he's been like directly involved in many multiple state championships.
Right.
And then they opened up what is now the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame on the second floor of the River's Edge Convention Center in downtown St. Cloud. I helped get the timelines of Minnesota Baseball Association history. Started in 1924, was the first state tournament. There was plenty of town ball well before that, going back to 1860.
Yeah.
And have helped with the banquet, which is September 19th at the River's Edge Convention Center. We have a social hour upstairs. At where the Hall of Fame is, there's all kinds of exhibits. If you're into stuff You'd love it. You know, there we have like a display of Minnesotans in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame.
Oh wow! Awesome.
Can you name them?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, well, Joe Mauer, Dave Winfield, Paul Molitor. How many more?
Two more.
Ken Herbeck.
No, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
Jack.
Jack Morris.
And then here's the one no one gets because he was born in Crow Wing County in the 1880s.
Who's that?
Chief Bender.
Oh.
He was a Hall of Fame pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics, managed by Connie Mack in the teens and 20s, and he was a Major League Baseball scout.
Okay.
He was born on an Indian reservation.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
And he went to the Carlisle School, the same school that Jim Thorpe went to, roughly at about the same time.
Okay.
And there you go. So, Chief Bender from Brainerd, they always say he's from Brainerd, but we believe that he probably maybe never set foot in Brainerd.
Right.
But
right.
He was from Crow Wing County.
Okay.
And if you're interested in Minnesota amateur baseball, you could go online to Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame and apply for a ticket at the banquet.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And that's on Saturday, September 19th.
Okay.
And fill that out and send it in to John George, and they'll send you back a ticket.
All right.
And there'll be 250 people.
Usually.
Dick's in it, too. I was there for Dick's.
Yep. 2010.
You remember
Dick
the year?
Newman, I recalled the when I...
Yep.
Dick has a great little museum in the basement of his house that he wanted to
I understand
film.
You just toured that this afternoon, too, huh?
It was well worth it. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
I appreciate Dick's hospitality very much.
Yep.
And then... yeah, the Hall of Fame is fun. There is a 8.5 by 11 picture of every person who was inducted in the Hall of Fame. It's over 300 people, starting in 1961.
Okay.
And we've been adding about a half dozen a year. Some years it's a little bit more. Some years it's been a little bit less. And then the Glenn Carlson Award is only last 4 or 5 years. It was to honor people... who never played, and I never played amateur baseball. I was a third-string catcher myself.
Okay.
You know,
we're very, very happy for you that you're into the Hall of Fame, and congratulations, Tom.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to this ball game.
You bet. Montevideo and Madison. Dick, thanks a lot for helping out here.
Oh, no problem. Yes.
All right. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll be back with the first pitch between Montevideo and Madison
right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pearson Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lanes Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto & Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramel joined with by Bart Hill. I almost called you Dark.
Yeah.
Bart.
Dark Star.
Dark Star, yeah.
Bart and Dark.
Bart Hill joins me. Bart, this is going to be a great Legion game here tonight.
Well, yeah, both teams are really, really good. Montevideo, the last 3-4 years, have had an outstanding team. They got a lot of those players back that I believe they won the conference last year. I don't know who won the West Central Conference this year. Was it Montevideo or Painesville? Do we know that?
Montevideo won the conference, and the big thing in the Legion world is Montevideo took second in the state last year and did Division II tournament up in Ely.
Yeah, and they've had great success. And, of course, Madison is off to a, 6-2 year and really caught a lot of people by surprise this spring of how well they played, Paul. They were one game away from winning the Camden Conference championship, and that success has continued over in the summer.
That's right. Tom Elliott just joins us here. He joined us on the Subway pregame show. Tom just being inducted into the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, and so he's going to join us on the broadcast here for a little bit anyway, or if the whole game if you're here. You're doing double duty, aren't you? Working for the West Central Tribune tonight too, or
no actually I am not. I've got the night off,
okay.
But we'll definitely have results and a short write-up about this game in the West Central Tribune at wctrib.com.
all right Madison in their baby blue uniforms, and on the mound, Bart, we got Gavin Meyer.
Yeah, Gavin Meyer came off that knee injury. They didn't expect him back until the summer, but he got in probably the last 2 weeks of the regular season and the high school season, and now he's getting a start here, and he's really overcome that, Paul, and he's looking great so far.
All right, our State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Montevideo. Ben Gunless will start it off, and Griffin Epema, Brody Dack, Caleb Coonan, Cameron Kipler, Jackson Coonan, Josh Kranz, Lathan Nipple, and Brendan Kuzman. Here's your first pitch of the game from Gavin Meyer, and it's high for ball one. We're underway. Montevideo in their purple jerseys. Montevideo and Madison, good baseball rival over the years, isn't it, Bart?
Yeah, they really have had a lot of close games. There's been a couple times where you would think on paper Montevideo would have an easy time, and they never do.
If you're feeling sorry for us because it's so hot out, We're sitting pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is
air
unfair.
Climate controlled. We love it.
All right, that's ball three to Ben Gunlickson. Now, Ben Gunlickson, quite a wrestler, quite an athlete for Montevideo. Next pitch is a fastball for strike one. Ben, I believe, is going to wrestle at Chicago.
University of Chicago. University,
with his brother.
Wow.
So
he's a great athlete.
Yep. Three balls, one strike pitch to Ben Gunlickson. And a pitch of strike two. Nice fastball inside there by Gavin Meyer.
Yeah, both of those fastballs were about knee-high on the inside part of the plate. Gunlickson's a left-handed hitter, so great spot to put it in.
Big pitch here for Gavin. Here it is, full count, and that's down low for a walk.
Saying Montevideo is post 59 is 5-3 this season, but they're 4-0 against Minnesota opponents.
Yeah,
good point there, Tom.
Yeah, how often do they go down to the College World Series and play?
Brady Kinnis, I talked to him yesterday at a town ball game in Raymond, and he said every other year that they fundraise for 2 years to go. And they get to a couple of World Series games.
Yeah, that is an awesome experience.
Well, here's Griffin Epema. Epema batting. There goes Gunlickson. Here's the throw from Bjerke, and he is safe.
Yeah, he got a tremendous jump there. We had no chance to get him out, and the ball almost sailed out in right center.
Griffin Epema is the designated hitter. He just was playing baseball in Milwaukee this weekend, I understand.
He goes all over, and he plays with one of those elite summer teams, and he'll be heading to the University of St. Thomas after he graduates from high school. We've got to wait for another year yet.
1-0 pitch to Epema, and that pitch is high for a ball. Defensively for Madison, you've got Bjerke up behind the plate, Tilbury at first, Mortensen at second, Easton Fernalls at short, Nolan Smith playing third. Out in the outfield, Fernalls in left, Schomer in center, Carter Moen in right. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Griffin Epema. Pop fly down the right field line. Carter Moen giving Jason foul territory and can't get there. Long strike.
I know your listeners are well familiar with the Epema name. Tim is the head high school baseball coach at Montevideo.
Yeah.
And he had a great basketball season this year, him and his team.
Yeah, I think as a freshman he was the MVP of the West Central Conference, which you don't see that happening ever.
Nope. Two balls, one strike to Epema with Gunlickson at second base. Good lead by Gunlickson. Here's the pitch. Popped up, foul, out of play.
We believe that the West Central Tribune is the first eighth grader to ever make our all-area baseball team.
Wow.
Wow.
I believe he hit just under 600 as an eighth grader.
If you combine all my high school years, I think I hit 600.
2-2 pitch to Epema. Chopper right back to Meyer, the pitcher. He'll go to first for the out, but Gunlickson advances to third.
Yeah, that was a big out because Epema is just a great hitter. If you can get him out with a weak ground ball to the pitcher.
Here's the pitcher for Montevideo, Brody Dack. I want to welcome everyone listening on 92.1 FM and welcome our Montevideo listeners tonight as well. Thanks for tuning in.
I talked to my son Brandon just before the game started, and he said Brody, as of right now, will be committed to Alexandria, be a legend next year.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's awesome news.
Here's the pitch to Dak, and it's high for a ball. Gunlickson's at third base, no but one out here in the top of the first.
We know Alex Tech was in the Junior College World Series, but I can't remember what place they finished.
They ended up getting fifth, so
fifth
pretty
place.
Impressive.
Yep.
Pitch inside. Ooh, that was low. Just about hit Brody.
I got the battle with a couple of LAC power players that were up in Wahpeton and one that was at Ridgewater. So, and then we'll have Nolan Smith will be up there as well. So that's the fun part.
2-0 pitch to Dak. He laces it down left field line, and it's foul. Boy, he got around on that one, didn't he?
He did. You got to be careful with that inside fastball.
Madison's two losses came to Wilmer in the tournament here a couple weekends ago, 6-0, and they lost to Redwood Valley 6-4. But the other wins, they've been putting up double-digit runs.
They have. It's been really impressive so far.
2-1 pitch. Curveball in there for strike. What a pitch there by Gavin.
I covered those games for the paper, Paul, and in the three games combined, they gave up 9 total hits. Isn't that amazing?
An impressive to play a team with like Wilmer. Yeah. I've got to be five times
swing and a miss.
Many kids.
Swing and a miss by Brody Dak. Big strikeout there from Meyer. Wow.
Yeah, he mixed up well. He kept it inside, and then he went low, then he went with that high off-speed pitch. Great selection. It was Clausen.
Clausen. Okay, I got that wrong. Sorry.
It was hard to read, but yep. I had to go ask.
Here's the pitch to Clausen.
Yeah.
And was that a strike?
Yeah, that's another left-handed hitter. You can see it. It's right on the inside part of the plate for a left-handed hitter.
Tomlinson's at third base after drawing a walk. Here's a pitch high to Clausen. One ball, one strike. Every year, I call this a rival. So it's one of the bigger rival baseball games, the Legion, Blackball Valley, and Montevideo.
Yeah, two excellent programs.
Yeah. Swing and hit to the right side of the field. That's going to sneak through to right field, and that's an RBI single for Caleb Clausen. Just out of the reach of a diving first baseman, Tanner Tilbury.
Yeah, it was not hit very hard. It was just hit in a great place, one of those seeing eye balls, as they call them.
So Montevideo strikes first. They lead 1-0 as Gunnlaugsson comes in from third base. And here's Cameron Kipler, the catcher. Big guy.
Tom and Betty Chester's grandson. They're down here watching.
Oh, that is. That's why I saw Betty earlier. Okay.
Their daughter, that's her son, Cesare.
Two outs here in the top of the first. Myers pitch, swing, and for a miss for strike one to Kipler.
Yeah, that was just kind of a quick breaking ball, almost like a slider. Just caught the outside part of the plate, but he swung and missed.
One strike here to Cameron Kipler. Montevideo with a 1-0 lead. The next pitch is strike two. 0-2, two outs.
Yeah, we were hoping to get over to Wilmer last night and watch possibly Gannon Reitinger pitch for Wilmer, but they shut him down for some reason, so we decided not to go watch that game.
Oh, boy. You're giving me some news.
Shot to left field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. And Fernald's Jackson out there in left field quickly gets the ball back into the infield. So runners on first and second now for Montevideo.
And Gannon signed with the Mallards in Madison. So when he was going to join the team when he was done pitching for Wilmer.
Okay.
I talked to Brendan Kuzman. He said, I guess Gannon's not pitching today. They said they shut him down. He's kind of upset. So we don't know if it was a college coach decision or what, or we're just going to give them a little break, or what's going to happen.
Yeah, and that Northwoods League, most of the pitchers have summer limits, like 40 innings or less sometimes.
Yes.
Here's Jackson Coonan batting for Montevideo, and the pitch to Jackson is high for a ball. Jackson looking down at the third base to his coach. Good athlete, Jackson Coonan. Good basketball player.
Going to play down in Iowa. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Next pitch, there's a shot to left. This might go in the gap, and it drops in there. Oh, it took a bad bounce, and now a one run's going to come in. And Clausen scores. It's 2-0. Jackson Coonan out the left center with an RBI.
Going to say I heard a really fine podcast by somebody in this press box with his sister.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't me. I have eight brothers.
Jackson's sister's a superstar women's basketball player at North Dakota State.
Yep.
Yeah, Avery just had a phenomenal year.
Yeah,
fun to watch.
This Josh Kranz?
Yes.
Batting for Montevideo. There goes Coonan, and here's the throw to second, not in time, and the ball goes out to center field, and that will score Kipler from third.
Yeah, just the old double steal basically turned out, and they had to play on, and they decided to try to get the runner out at second. They didn't get him out, and the run scored from third.
It was a courtesy runner number 29.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Yeah. Here we got, here's the pitch, and that's foul to the backstop by Kranz for strike one.
Yeah, it's turning into a little rally here for Montevideo. They had just one runner on with two outs. Now they've had three straight hits.
It's frustrating when there's two outs. You just need that one out and then a bunch of runs score.
Yep.
Pitches high to Kranz. Wonder if he's related to Chad Kranz. I'm sure, huh?
Yeah, could be. I guess I'm not 100% sure. Yep. Tony's giving us a thumbs up.
Yep.
So.
He's the relator, of course. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Josh Kranz.
That's a good fastball by Meyer. The longer you stay out there in that mound, it is really humid and hot.
When do you make the trip, Coach? When do you go out there to...
Well, if he gave up another hit here, I just go talk to him and just kind of pump him up. You don't
pitch outside. Nice stop by Madison's catcher, Grant Bierke.
You know, he like I said, he got two of the outs, quick outs right away. Got Epema to ground out, and that the first hit they got of three in a row was just a seeing eye ground ball. So
here's the pitch, and it's high for ball four. Second walk of the inning, given up there by Gavin Meyer.
And there he comes.
And here comes Caden.
Good call, Bart.
Caden Fernholz, Madison's manager, making a trip to the mound. Montevideo leads 3-0. We're in the top of the first. They're trying to get that third out.
Yeah.
We're not keeping pitch counts here, but he's up there.
Yeah, he's thrown a lot. It was good early on, but they're starting to mount. And they will keep pitch counts. They have to for this level. But, yeah, I think he's just going to remind the defense, too, that you've got two outs, so back up and take an out anywhere. And just remind Gavin that, hey, you got the number 8 hitter up, throw strikes, put it in play, we'll get out of this.
I got 90 degrees in Madison right now, too.
Not in here, not in the press box.
I looked coming down, it was 91 with a feels like 98, so.
It definitely feels higher, hotter than it is.
Yes. It's 65 up here, and it feels like 65 up here.
All right, Caden, manager Fernholz back in the dugout, and here comes Lathan Nipple, swinging and a miss for strike one. Montevideo with runners on first and second, two outs.
It's a big difference for Minnesota kids. They're not used to pitching in this.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen, and we've had an unusual summer.
Yeah.
Pitches high for a ball.
Lots of 70s.
Yeah, it was about... it's got to be the windiest spring I can ever recall. Every day the wind was blowing. Didn't matter if it was 70 degrees or 50 degrees.
Here's the 1-1 pitch to Lathan Nipple. Down low for ball two. You know, the Dawson Legion team, they're hosting KMS tonight. That's a late start. They backed the game up because of the heat.
Yeah.
Smart idea.
2-1 count. Oh, way high for ball three.
I don't know if you saw Gavin Mortensen out there at second base. He went over to check the runner, and then he started doing pirouettes out there, and he's laughing. I guess that's one way to distract the runner.
Is he auditioning for the
I think we have a summer. Yeah, I think we have a summer. Yeah, the Shadows. I think we have a summer musical coming up.
3-1 pitch. Strike two call to Lathan Nipple.
This is really
he's in a tough spot because, you know, the ump's kind of in the way a little bit, too.
Big pitch here for Gavin Meyer trying to get out of this jam here. Full count, and now he takes a throw to second.
That's a tough thing. What do you tell your infielder when he wants to stand right where...
You can ask the umpire to move.
Yeah.
He'll do it, but you just got to ask. And sometimes they don't feel like they could or should, or maybe they don't know.
Yeah.
Here we go. Full count pitch, and that's ball four, and the bases are loaded. Montevideo ball players here, first, second, and third. Here comes the number 9 batter, Brendan Kuzman.
Yeah, he got the save for the Mallards yesterday. Matthew Arndt started against Sacred Heart, and Brendan threw the last three innings, shut out, and gave up just, I think, one hit and one walk and had 3-4 strikeouts. So,
wow, is this a big at-bat here early in the ball game? With the bases loaded, pitches high to Kuzman. 3-0, three runs in here in the top of the first for Montevideo, but they have the bases loaded. And the number 9 batter at the plate, Kuzman, the pitch, high for ball two. Yeah, Kuzman could blow the game open here in the first inning with one swing of the bat. Or Gavin would get him out and hold him to three runs. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball three. Ooh. So we got 3-0.
Yeah, now you're in trouble. You're at the mercy of the umpire. Hopefully you get a call here and throw a strike.
Ever give a, yeah, here's the 3-0 pitch. Ever give a batter, there's ball four, walks in a run.
The go-ahead in this situation on the 3-0 pitch, I usually tell them to take.
Number 9 hitter, too?
Yeah, but Preston Kraft had a similar situation like this. I don't know if it was bases loaded or two on. I think there was two on, and he had a 3-0 pitch. The pitcher had walked the two guys previously, and he swung at it and hit a three-run home run after I gave him the take pitch. And I said, well, how do you argue with that?
Yeah. It's got to be a kid who can do something like that, though, too. And that's usually the...
Montevideo has batted around the order. Here's Ben Gunnlaugsson. He started this inning with a walk and came around to score. It's 4-0. Montevideo leading Madison here in the top of the first.
Yeah, after two walks, they had three hits and... Or two outs, two walk, three hits and three walks.
And a curveball in there for strike one to Gunnlaugsson. Bases are loaded. Kranz at third, Nipple at second, Kuzman at first. Two outs.
Give up a hit here, it might be the end of Gavin.
Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, I think he was really down on himself for giving up those couple hits there, but, you know, the game's early, and you just got to keep battling.
1-1 count to Ben Gunnlaugsson. Swing and foul back for strike two. Big cut there by Gunnlaugsson, the left-handed batter.
Yes, his body language right now is telling me he's a little down about what's been going on here.
Yeah, when Caden Fernaltz went out to talk to him, his head was down the whole
time.
Yep. He's kind of slouching. So, and that's when you just got to try to pump him up as a coach.
Yeah, and it's a maturity experience for the athlete.
There's a ground ball fouled on the first base side, and count remains one ball, two strikes. Well, we got some people braving the heat and the sun here tonight.
He's obviously a good player, and he's obviously a good pitcher, and just not a good inning.
No, and he's still a little bit behind, you know, missing most of the spring,
especially indoor
practices and stuff, so yeah.
One ball, two strike pitch to Ben Gunnlaugsson, and he swung at it, and he struck him out. That was kind of kind of an odd swing there, wasn't it?
It was almost like it was coming
at him. I thought he was going to hit him, yeah.
Yeah, and then he just swung to get out of the way.
All right, well, Montevideo picks up four runs on two hits.
Three hits in a row.
Four runs on three hits. Was there an error?
Nope.
No error, okay. And they leave the bases loaded. And we'll go to the bottom of the first. Let's see if Madison can answer back. They've scored in double digits here in most of their games this summer. We'll see what happens. They're down 4-0. We'll be right back.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, and Tom Elliott from the West Central Wilmer newspaper joins us here on the broadcast. My Tom, Montevideo jumps out to a 4-0 lead here.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that it's obviously Montevideo is a very good team. They do have some really good hitters, especially at the top of that order. The walks hurt a lot.
All right. Well, we've got let's see, we got, who do we got here? Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Madison. Gavin Mortensen, Gavin Meyer, Nolan Smith, Grant Bierke, Tanner Tilbury, Jackson Fernals, Easton Fernals, Carter Moen, and Brant Schomer. To face Brody Dack, good pitcher for Montevideo. He's a right-hander, tall right-hander. And here's the pitch, and it's a strike to number two, Gavin Mortensen.
How tall is Gavin Mortensen?
Can we list him at 5'6"?
There's a shot to center field. The center field slowly recovers and makes the catch. Jackson Coonan was running in, and he kind of slipped, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but he recovered nicely, like you mentioned.
Number five, Gavin Meyer.
Yeah, we're talking about Jackson Coonan a little while ago out in center field. He's going to be playing at Northwestern Iowa for basketball.
NAIA program, very good.
Yeah. And now Brody Dack, Montevideo pitcher, is at Alec Tech, right, next
Correct.
Year?
Yes.
Anybody know the coach?
No, I have no idea.
I heard he's got an awesome dad. That's just a rumor.
All right. Here's Gavin, swing and a miss by Meyer for strike two.
I had someone at one of the games said, well, he must have learned a lot from you, and I said, he way surpassed me.
Okay. One ball, two strike pitch, fly ball, left field.
It's going to be out of play.
Okay, out of play for
Gave chase.
What's that?
I said he gave chase. Yep. I didn't know if it was going to come back in or not, but it did not.
One ball, two strikes. Once again, we are in a beautiful air-conditioned press box. I haven't broken out a sweat yet.
Oh,
nice, isn't it?
Well, if we were in the old press box, for one thing, Tom wouldn't fit up there because there's only room for two people. And there's five of us up here.
As a newspaper guy, I'm used to sometimes not having a spot in a lot of area press boxes.
And the pitch to Myers called strike three. Gavin didn't think so.
That was a good breaking ball right at the knees.
All right. So now we got
a pitch.
Yep. Good location there by Montevideo's pitcher, Brody Dack. Montevideo, outstanding high school season. And here's the left-handed swing and a miss there by Nolan.
That's a good movement. That ball just tailed away from the left-handed hitting Nolan Smith.
Nolan will be playing at Ridgewater College next year. Swing and a miss for strike two. I really like Nolan's swing. It's
a big one.
It's so smooth.
Yep.
His dad.
I think he surpassed.
Pitch outside to Smith.
Might want to mention his dad is in here with us.
Yep. I broadcast Tony's game when he was in high school. But I'm going to say this, Bart. It's probably one of the best high school pitching performances I've ever seen was by Tony in the section. Who was that against? Grant.
Him and Kwame.
Here's the next pitch outside.
For what, 9-10 innings? And was it a 1-0 game, I think? 1-0 it ended up.
Best high school pitching I've ever seen. Always remember that. And that was, what, 20 years ago? 1995. Two balls, two strikes. 31. To Nolan Smith. Swung on and fall back. So Smith's at Ridgewater. Brody Dack's going to Alec Tech.
They could face each other next year.
And Coonan's playing basketball at Northwestern Iowa.
Wow.
And give a shout-out to my son, Brandon. He's texting me all this information. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that'll end the inning. Tough inning there, Bart.
Yeah, three up, three down for Madison.
And we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with Montevideo leading 4-0. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, We'll bring the great food to you. That's right. City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion. From work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties, we've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field on a warm Monday night. Paul Ramos, Bart Hill, Tom Elliott of the West Central Tribune joining us on video with a 4-0 lead. We've got a pitching change, Bart.
Yeah, Carter Moen, the sophomore, is coming in. And, you know, Gavin Meyer, like I said, he had two outs, just one runner on, and then he ended up giving up three straight hits, three straight walks, and that was the end of his night.
Griffin Epema takes the first pitch. Ball, I believe.
Yep.
And here's the next pitch. Ground ball to short. Fernald, second hop, fields it, throws the first, and they get Epema. One out.
Nice play.
That was.
We got a good shortstop. He's a young shortstop, Tom Easton Fernald.
Yeah, anytime.
Freshman. Yeah. Holy fuck.
So it's just that comfort of knowing for the next 4 years, well, 3 years after this year, you're going to have your shortstop out there. But, you know, he also pitches, and as he gets a little older, he's going to pitch a little bit more, too.
Here's the pitcher for Montevideo, Brody Dack, who struck out in his first at-bat. And Moen's pitch, there's a shot ripped down the third baseline, foul. Boy, Dak's got a wicked swing, too.
Yeah, you can tell. He had one of those hard foul balls in his first at-bat, so I would keep him low and away.
All those Dacks are good ball players.
Yep.
And the next pitch high. I know Montevideo, they put up some batting cages in a building, and I know a lot of the guys spend a lot of time in them batting cages. I think they put it up, what, last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah. That's Brother Cooper was up at Alec for a year last year.
Pitch is high for ball. 4-0 Montevideo. We're in the top of the second inning. They batted around the first inning. And now a new pitcher in relief, Carter Moen. And the next pitch to Brody's down low for ball three. Carter was our Neon Needle Subway player of the game last Monday, I think it was, against Granite Falls when he had five RBIs. Ooh, there's a long fly ball left field. That's going to go out of play.
Well, it was long enough, but it went way wide. Yeah, Nolan Smith had four RBIs and two hits. You'd think that'd be enough to be the player of the game, but he had two hits and five RBIs.
And Carter's
full count.
Carter's going to, here's the next pitch. There's a pop fly, center field, and Schomer coming in, and the center fielder hauls it in for out number two. That was a major league pop.
Yeah, that really was in the air.
So here we got Clausen now, Caleb Clausen, who came around the score. He got a base hit, kind of a ball that snuck between first and second base last time. He's a left-handed batter.
That started that three-run or four-run rally.
And a wind-up in the pitch by Carter Moen. And it's a strike by home plate umpire Ryan Lee.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here, Tom. And if we don't get a chance to finish it here, I'm just going to ask you maybe one or two high school players that have stood out over the years in your coverage area.
Next pitch is a low for ball one. Caleb Clausen batting. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. And Moen working quickly, and he hits a fly ball deep center field. Schomer going back and makes the catch. Three outs. 1-2-3 inning.
Yeah, that's just the way you like it.
Good job by Carter Moen, huh?
Yes, definitely.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Montevideo. We'll go to the bottom of the second as Tom's thinking about his best high school ball players they've seen. And we'll hear about that when we come back.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Sports Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, Montevideo leading 4-0. Welcome back. And here's Madison batting in the bottom of the second. They need some hits and runs. It's Grant Bierke, Tanner Tilbury, Jackson Fernholz, first three batters to face Dak. Foul back there by Bierke.
It's always a lot easier to pitch when you have a four-run lead.
We have Tom Elliott West Central Tribune.
Western Minnesota, yeah, that's far, right?
Joining us here on the broadcast tonight, here's a pop-up in the infield, and Kranz, the second baseman, hauls it in for first out.
Well, you know, I asked you about two of the better high school players that you've seen. So I got a good Jordan Smith from Wilmer story.
Saw him play.
Yes. We were playing a VFW game here, and he had already hit two home runs, and they were ahead about 8-0, and that the bases loaded, I intentionally walked him. He goes, are you kidding me? I've already hit two home runs.
it's really, 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 really hard when you've got...
Yeah.
I actually saw Kent Herbeck, we were talking about him, play in the All-Star Series in St. Cloud when he was a high school senior. And that would be one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing he was a little thinner back then.
Oh, my gosh. He was built like a basketball player. Yeah. He was 6'4", and he probably weighed under 200 pounds.
Two balls, one strike to Tanner Tilbury here in the bottom of the second. There's one out. Dak's pitch is a strike on the inside. Two balls, two strikes to Tanner Tilbury. 4-0 Montevideo.
And then along about that error, I saw New Ulm and a kid named Terry Steinbach.
Yeah.
Here's a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop fields it. Gunnlaugsson throws the first, and they get Tilbury. What a play by Montevideo shortstop Ben Gunnlaugsson.
Yeah, he just did a great job on that, reading that ground ball, went to the second base directly there, picked it up, threw across his body.
Wasn't hard hit. It kind of went off the mound.
Yeah.
And Gunnlaugsson charged it hard.
Yeah, if you sit back on that one, you're not going to get an out there.
Well, they brought you up a hamburger, Tom.
Dick is a great guy, Dick Newman.
Pitch high and inside, and that... Jackson Fernholz, the batter, with two outs here in the second inning.
I would say more recently in this area, love Jordan Sagadahl. He was.
Oh, yes, definitely.
He won a state championship.
Pops up, Cloud. Jackson Fernholz pops it up, and it goes beyond the first big dugout.
Yeah, go ahead. He was just a tremendous.
Who's that?
Competitor.
Jordan Sagadahl.
From
Bold.
Bold, yeah.
And he's now a teacher coach in the Rembel County West School District, so Rocco Powell will see him.
Correct me if I'm wrong, in the state championship game, didn't he throw a no-hitter?
Yes.
Yes.
in St. Cloud, I was... he didn't throw the no-hitter in St. Cloud. I saw them in St. Cloud before they went to Target Field.
1-1 pitch to Fernholz. Jackson pops it up down the right field line. That goes out of play. So Jackson Fernholz battling Brody Dak here in the bottom of the second inning. Two outs and a 4-0 lead for Montevideo.
And then another kid I've seen since I've been in the Wilmer area was a Wilmer kid named Dre Dirksen.
Oh, yep.
He played 4 years at South Dakota State.
Swing and a miss by Jackson Fernholz for the third out. That was a 1-2-3 inning. Impressive inning there for Brody Dak.
Oh, he's got six up, six down so far.
All right, we'll continue that thought, Tom. When we come back, we'll hear a word from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back with Montevideo leading Madison 4-0.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
All right, here's Cameron Kibler batting for Montevideo here in the top of the third inning. Montevideo with a 4-0 lead on Madison. And it's one ball, one strike to Cameron Kibler. And he got a single to left last at bat. Ground ball hit the short. Fernall scoops it up, and Easton's strong throw to first gets him.
What I liked on that play, Paul, if you watch him when he was running, he rounded it, so he had a good angle. Plus, he kept his glove right on the ground. Perfect form.
For a young guy, he's good ball player, Easton Fernalls.
He looks smooth out there, and he looks a little older than he is.
Yes.
I was telling Tom before we went on the air, I think there's been a Fernalls in the Madison lineup. We had town ball, Legion, high school, since probably the pro 40s. And yeah. Fernalls probably can help us all with that.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Here's Jackson Coonan. Curveball. Nice pitch by Carter Moen.
Probably since the first Fernalls, Oscar Fernalls, came in on his horse and buggy and started up a game. Back in the 1800s.
0-1 pitch. Down low. Well, say that again. What?
Oscar.
Oscar Fernalds, the first Fernalds in the area, came in on a horse and buggy and he started the first baseball game back in the 1800s.
1-1 pitch to Coonan outside for ball two.
When I was in the St. Cloud area, there were bells. Remember all the bells in Cold Spring? And
yep.
We used to say, well, I know that Nick Bell played in the 1924 state tournament for Cold Spring. I'm sorry. I'm going to do the pitch.
Yep, pitch inside and low to Coonan for ball three. 3-1 to Coonan.
And then we used to joke, yeah, Zebediah.
Ball four. Coonan draws a walk. I'm on video with a base runner with one out here in the top of the third.
Brought the first baseball into Cold Spring in 1868.
Yeah. They used big cow pies for the bases, which I think some of them actually did that back in the day.
They probably did. Yeah.
Here's Montevideo's Josh Kranz batting with one out here in the top of the third. Montevideo leading 4-0. Moen's pitch. Here goes the runner. Throw to second. The bag, and he is safe.
He's out. Was a fantastic
play. He slid into the tag.
So Gavin Mortensen, the second baseman, caught that on the shortstop side. He spun around on his knees and reached out, dove, and just got him in time. That was a great play. I'm circling that one.
That might have been a wow Ottawa's play of the game.
Yeah, that was definitely a wow. That was a great play.
One strike to Josh Kranz. Moen's pitch is a strike two. Got to give a shout-out to my grandson, Eli. Eli's listening to Montevideo. I'm sure he's got his Montevideo apparel on. He's a big baseball fan, that's for sure. Thanks for listening, Eli. Here's the next pitch outside to Kranz.
I got to bring Grandpa to Art's Tasty Freeze and buy him an ice cream.
And Barry will back this up. That play wouldn't have happened 20 years ago because nobody would stick their glove down there.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss by Josh Kranz. What a job by Carter Moen as he comes out and gets a fist pump from his manager, Caden Fernalls. 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Montevideo. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Let's see if Madison can get the bats going. They're down 4-0.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Height with a significant weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 8:30 p.m. tonight for Roberts, Big Stone, Grant, and Traverse counties. Both large hail and straight-line winds are possible with this storm. Hail the size of quarters and winds up to 60 miles an hour are likely as it moves northeast at around 35 miles an hour. For your safety, stay inside and away from windows until the storm passes. Large hail and strong winds can easily shatter glass, causing injury. If you're caught outside, take shelter in a sturdy building or a hardtop car. Take shelter now. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 8:30 p.m. tonight for Roberts, Big Stone, Grant, and Traverse counties. Remember, this storm has the potential for quarter-size hail and wind gusts to 60 miles an hour. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow. All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, and Tom Elliott on the call here tonight on a warm Monday night. 4-0, Montevideo leading. We've got East Infernos, Carter Moen, Brant Schomer, 7, 8, 9 batters. Oh, and I thought Easton got hit by the pitch.
Look, can I make a quick correction on something I said earlier, Paul?
Yep. That's... is a strike to East Infernos. 1-2.
Dre Dirksen from Wilmer played at Augustana.
Oh, okay.
Not South Dakota State. And yes, he is still currently playing indie ball in the American Association.
Right. Full count, I think.
The Lake County Dock Hounds. And
fouled back by Infernos.
We got to give Brandon Hill some kudos here at Alex Tech. And Jordan Smith, who we've also mentioned in this broadcast, is the manager of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That's a Class A team in the Florida State League for the Minnesota Twins.
Called strike three on the inside, and Easton on
half. It helps to have people listening that know what they're talking about.
No more than I do.
Easton Fernald's called out on strikes for the first out here in the bottom of the third. Here's Carter Moen now pitching his first at-bat. And Brody Dack in the windup and the pitch is way high. Nice stop by the catcher, Kibler.
He's got kind of a wild delivery.
Yeah, he's throwing harder than I remember him throwing too. But
he's all over the place, kind of arms and legs everywhere.
Here's
nice Dack. Big high kick.
And that one got away from him. That was way high. Yeah,
kind of loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
That was his fourth strikeout of the game after... Fernals called out on strikes. Here's Carter Moen. 2 balls, no strikes to Carter.
He's got a lot going on, and I bet as a hitter that's hard to hit.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Big cut there by number 4, Carter Moen. Carter's a good young ball player.
Done a nice job on the mound here.
2-1 pitch to Carter, and that's outside for ball 3. We got Brant Schomer on deck for Madison.
They're looking for their first base runner.
3-1 pitch to Carter. Fastball swung on and fouled back to the backstop.
Carter's also playing with the Rosen Express, so we saw him this weekend.
We got a good number of people braving the warm temperatures tonight. Next pitch, ball 4. We got a base runner.
Here we go with the first one.
Here's Brant Schomer, the number 9 batter.
Number 14,
Brant. Got some weather warnings to pass along between innings here, so we'll keep you informed here on Q92. Here's the pitch to Schomer, swing and a miss for strike one. Brant played a pivotal role in the high school season. Very good center fielder.
Yeah, very fast runner, too, if he gets on base.
Pitches high for a ball. Madison has always had outstanding center fielders, you know, fast, get to the ball fast.
Talk about strength up the middle. You've got a good catcher, pitcher, and center fielder. It makes it a lot easier.
Pitch outside for a ball. The number 14, Schomer. And then the top of the order in Gavin Mortensen. Schomer's asking the umpire what the count is. It's two balls, one strike. And Dak from the stretch, the pitch. Strike two called.
So, Bart, I'll ask you another coaching question. How do you decide a kid is a center fielder and say not a middle infielder?
You know, we've had two really good center fielders that used to be infielders.
All three.
And they turned to be great outfielders. So, the nice thing is, to me, it's always easier to go from infield to outfield than the other way around.
Of course, usually
your infielders are really good athletes, and they have good foot speed.
Mm-hmm.
And
swing and a miss!
They track the ball really well, so when you put them in the outfield, that transition's a lot easier. And then you just look for the guy that gets the best jump with the most speed.
Okay.
Brant Schomer just struck out, the second strikeout of the inning for Brody Dak. And here's the top of the order in Gavin Mortensen.
Courtesy running at first base, number 33, Chase DeLean.
Here's Chase DeLean, courtesy running at first base for Carter Moen, the pitcher. Chase DeLean at first base.
And he's got good speed, too.
And the pitch. Pop foul out of play.
You know, it's just a 4-0 game, so you really can still use all your strategies if you want to steal or even possibly bunt. We're only in the bottom of the third inning.
Brody Dak checks his runner, DeLean, at first. Here's the pitch. It's popped up in the infield. The first baseman, Kunin, and he makes the catch for the third out. So that's no runs, no hits. No errors, and one runner left on base for Madison. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning here. Montevideo with a 4-0 lead. You're listening to Madison American Legion Baseball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
You've read most.
All right,
of it.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Hey, Montevideo leading 4-0. They're coming to bat here in the top of the fourth inning. And Bart Hill, along with Tom Elliott, here on the call tonight. And Tom, thanks for joining us on
the
call.
Fun. I'm having a ball.
I'm broadcasting with two Hall of Famers here, you know.
Yeah, one great. Who deserves it and one who got by because he wrote a story once in a while.
You wrote a story about me, or a picture story.
Well, I learned...
How do you write a picture story, Tom?
I learned all about dance team because I got stuck covering it a long time ago, and I knew absolutely nothing. And I'm sitting at the state tournament, and Paul, and help me, who was your sidekick?
She was Dee Dee Schomer, Brant Schomer's mom.
In the concession stand.
She was doing analysis of the dance, and I wanted to tape her because it was so good. I was learning so much.
Yeah, Dee Dee's very well. Here's a ground ball by Nipple and fielded by Fernald. So the first thing they get him, another great play by Easton. Fernald's at short.
Yeah, that was identical to that other one I talked about. He just took a good rounding arc on it. And what that does is it gets you in line with throwing towards first base, and it saves so you don't have to throw across your body.
Yeah, one out. But I remember about that, you when you worked at St. Cloud Times a while back. You took a picture of me interviewing some of the shadows at the state tournament, put it on the front page of the St. Cloud sports section, and John Malaya actually tweeted that out.
Out of desperation.
Yeah. Here's a long fly ball by Kuzman, and it goes out of play.
I'm not much of a photographer. I worked 35 years in the business and never took a picture.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, we don't have photographers anymore. So it's a lot easier to take a picture of somebody standing than trying to get live action shots. Very hard.
I still have that picture. I know it was the Offit girls. Mm-hmm. Brendan Kuzman batting for Montevideo here. With one out, and he pops that one out of play, I believe.
All over.
And one of the things that's happened is I moved from one of the hotbeds for dance team into another hotbed for dance team.
Montevideo.
Taco Paro Valley Dawson Boyd is one of the best programs in the entire state in any class.
Yep. And Montevideo and Yellow Medicine East.
New London Spicer's been to state.
Yeah.
And while I was in St. Cloud, Tech, Apollo, Cathedral, still,
yep.
Sartell, Sauk Rapids, Ricori, they all went to state.
Yep.
A lot of them won state titles.
One ball, two strikes to Brendan Kuzman, Moan's catch, and he fouls it. Oh, he missed it. Gets by the catcher, Bjerke. I think he's going to get on board, isn't he?
Yeah, go down as a K wild pitch. Yeah, great fastball right on the inside at the knees, and Brendan swung and missed at it, but it just skipped off of Bjerke's glove.
It always brings up the trivia question. Can you strike out four guys in an inning?
Oh, I've had a pitcher strike out six guys in
an
inning.
And it was all like
three of
this?
Them were exactly
yeah.
like
oh,
that. It was Josh
Fernals.
So
another
Fernals. Yeah.
Josh Fernals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you'll get people to go, four out. You can't strike out four people. You only get three out.
Yeah.
All right. We just saw it.
Here's Carter Moan from the stretch, and a bunt fouled.
I told that to his brother Matt yesterday at the Rosen game because a guy got on first like that, and I said, your brother struck out six in one inning. He goes, he always told me that he did. And I go, I know he did. I was there. I watched it.
You must have been in a bad mood about it.
Yeah. They're all going,
you wasted three of them, right?
Ben Gunnlaugsson at the plate. He's got one strike on him. He just tried to bunt him. He bunted it foul. Now he swings at it and pops it up in third baseman. Of course, Gavin Meyer makes the catch right by the bag. Yeah. So Gunnlaugsson pops out the third for the second out.
Boy, I just got to tip my cap to Carter Moan. You know, they were down 4-0. He came in the second inning, and
he really shut
the door.
Yeah, he has. Well, now he's going to probably face one of the best batters in Minnesota in Griffin Epema. And Griffin's grounded out twice.
Good play by the shortstop, then one went right back to the pitcher in the first inning.
Kuzman with a good lead at first. Here's the pitch to Epema, who's playing the Division I baseball in 2 years.
University of St. Thomas.
Yep. The Tommies. They don't even have to change jerseys.
No. Right.
Same color.
Just change the name on the front and leave the name on the back.
1-0 pitch, and Epema swing and fall back for strike two, or for strike one, excuse me.
He took a healthy cut on that one.
Boy, St. Thomas had a great Division III program, and now they're playing Division I. And
ground ball in the hole, base hit,
stopped by
Fernals, but not going to be able to make a play. Base hit for Epema.
Nice dive by the third baseman.
Yeah,
too.
Gavin Meyer almost got a glove on that. Their only play would have been to second base to try to get the lead runner, as they would have had a long throw over to first infield hit.
So with two outs. Runners on first and second for Montevideo. And here's Brody Dack. He has struck out and flied out to Schomer in center. Here's the pitch. Fly ball left field. Fernals coming over and makes a one-handed catch on the run. Nice job by Jackson. Fernals out left fighting the sun.
Yeah, that was a good play. Way to get out of that inning.
Are those brothers, Short and
Cousins?
Cousins.
All right, so for Montevideo there in the fourth, no runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. We'll take a commercial break. Madison coming to bat. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back after this.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Hite with a significant weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 8:30 p.m. tonight for Roberts, Big Stone, Grant, and Traverse counties. Both large hail and straight-line winds are possible with this storm. Hail the size of quarters and winds up to 60 miles an hour are likely as it moves northeast at around 35 miles an hour. For your safety, stay inside and away from windows until the storm passes. Large hail and strong winds can easily shatter glass, causing injury. If you're caught outside, take shelter in a sturdy building or a hardtop car. Take shelter now. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 8:30 p.m. tonight for Roberts, Big Stone, Grant, and Traverse counties. Remember, this storm has the potential for quarter-size hail and wind gusts to 60 miles an hour. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Hite.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, we're back here, 4-0 Montevideo, and Madison batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Hopefully we can finish the game here with the thunderclouds blowing up south of us and the north of us as well. So
yeah, you can really see the cloud banks building now. But for Madison, they just need some more runners. They got their first runner on in the third inning via a walk, and that has been it.
Gavin Meyer, Nolan Smith, Grant Bierke facing Brody Dack. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gavin Meyer goes down swinging for the first out.
Six strikeouts now. Just three in the third innings for Brody Dack.
Here's Nolan Smith. Nolan's really been swinging a really hot bat this summer, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He, plays for Rosen, too?
No, he plays for Madison.
Or Madison.
That started in the spring. He really had a tremendous spring.
Yeah, and Madison Mallards, they won the Rosen Busch Light Tournament this weekend, didn't they?
They went undefeated. It was a lot of fun. And
swing! Ooh, kind of a half swing there. Nolan wants that one back.
So, Bart, help me with Rosen team. Where do the players come from? What
they've got different? Quite a few from Lacaparo, and then they get the Big Stone, Ortonville area.
Okay.
Some from Canby and any other place. Tony, do you know? Ortonville? No. That seems to be the most.
How far is Rosen from Madison?
About 15 miles.
Okay. Yep. Like so that. Sorry to know.
Yep.
It's the best atmosphere for amateur baseball, in my opinion, anyway.
Okay.
If you would have came up yesterday, we could have brought you over there.
I was in beautiful Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Watching celebrate a Butch Steen being inducted into the Minnesota Hall of Fame.
Awesome.
Yeah, I saw that on social media. Butch, he does well over there. Here's the pitch to Nolan. That's outside for ball three. Full count to Nolan Smith.
He was about good high school players. Tyler Steen, he was a tremendous catcher and hitter.
Tyler's still a tremendous catcher and hitter. Yeah. He had a grand slam on Saturday night.
Full count pitch to Nolan Smith from Dak. Yeah. And a shot to second. One hopper. Cramps on his knees. Throws to first. And they get Nolan.
Oh, Coonan did a great job. Is that Coonan at first?
Is that Coonan or Kranz?
It's Coonan.
Clausen
at first. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No. Number 24, Grant Bierke.
That was a great stretch, and he held his foot on the bag.
Nice play.
My mistake. So, here's Grant Bierke. Two outs. Montevideo leading 4-0 if you're just tuning in. And here's the pitch to Grant. And that's a curveball in there. Nice pitch by Brody Dack.
Tyler Steen must be 36, 37, 36 years old.
It looks like he's 25 and plays college ball.
Another breaking ball by Brody Dack for strike two.
His two boys are the bat boys for the Raymond Rockets.
Next pitch. Oh, he tried another breaking ball. That one was a little high.
Boy, he's really got that breaking ball going well.
And boy, is that a lollipop? Boy, yeah. Holy buckets.
1-2 pitch. Oh, high for ball two.
That had to be close.
A little bit high.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Grant Bierke. Dak in his windup, and the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Brody Dack in the Montevideo Legion. For Madison, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Ball game's moving right along. We're going to the top of the fifth inning, and Montevideo leading 4-0. We'll be right back with more Legion baseball right after this.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all, quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster.
All right, Montevideo leading Madison 4-0 in a big American Legion baseball game here. Of course, the Legion playoffs start July 16th.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Goes fast, doesn't it? All right, here's Claussen, Caleb Claussen.
Officially 1-for-2, but his second at-bat, he lined out. Schomer made a great catch out in center field.
And Carter Moen in relief. And the pitch is high. Got an update here from Dawson, the Devil Dogs. Leading KMS second inning. Eli Olson pitching for Dawson.
They got a big matchup here tomorrow night in Junior Legion ball. They take on Bold. And I think Bold, Madison, and Montevideo all have one loss. They're trailing Granite Falls.
3-0 pitch from Moen. There's ball four. Walks have really hurt Madison here so far in the ball game.
Yeah, I think that's their sixth walk of the game already.
Number 18, Cameron.
Paul Ramo, Tom Elliott on the broadcast here as we're watching some huge thunderheads to the south of us here explode up.
How many walks did we have in the first inning?
Four.
Yeah.
Four too many.
Yeah.
Here's Cameron Kipler. And the pitch to Kipler, ground ball, short, Fernalsis could be two, and they throw it a double play, Madison!
There's your play.
There it is.
There's like your that. Wow Ottawash play of the game right there so far.
I always say it's hard to turn a double play, and the ball wasn't hit particularly hard, but Fernalsis got rid of it really quick.
That second baseman made a nice turn.
Yes, and he made a quick pivot and threw it back. So Fernalsis to Mortensen to Tanner Tilbury.
Martinson's my Jose Altuve.
Yes.
I mean that in the highest compliment.
Yeah, that is a compliment.
Here's Jackson Coonan batting. Coonan got an RBI in the first inning, and he walked and then got thrown out trying to steal second base. Carter Moen delivers. Popped up. Right side. Mortensen, the second baseman, in shallow right field. Makes the catch. Hey. 1-2-3 inning. How about that one? With a double play.
Yes, absolutely.
So, for Montevideo, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Madison down 4-0 and going into the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be back after this.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
All right, Madison down 4-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning in a very warm Monday night, but we got a good ball game. I mean, here's Tanner Tilbury. Hits the ball right back to the pitcher, Brody Deck, and he runs it over to first. Throws over to first for the first out, a 1-3 put out.
Yeah, Deck has just been in total command. 4 1/3 innings, given up just one runner so far.
He's fun to watch pitch just because he's very animated out there. Everything's moving.
Yeah, he's probably, what, 6'2"?
Yeah, he's a good athlete. He's a big, strong-looking kid.
Here's Jackson Fernholz. Rips one to left field. Jackson Fernholz takes the first pitch off Dak and gets a base hit. Is that our first hit of the game?
That is the first hit for Madison.
Jackson Fernholz.
They were interviewing Vin Scully for the Dodgers, and one of their great Hall of Fame pitchers was throwing a no-hitter in the eighth inning, and he kept bringing it up, and they're going like, why are you bringing it up? It's superstitious. He goes, it's not my job to be superstitious or not. I'm just announcing the game. Okay. Or calling the game.
Here's Easton Fernholz, swing and a miss by Easton.
I worked in Southern California in the mid-90s, and I figured out why people loved Vince Scully by listening to Dodger games.
Yeah.
Foul back.
He's the best.
Followed back by Easton for strike two. 0-2 count. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Madison down 4-0. They have Tilbury at first base, or Jackson Fernholz at first base. He's got a good lead. Dak checking him out. Here's the pitch to Fernholz. Outside for ball.
I remember growing up listening on the radio with my dad to like Herb Carneal and Halsey Hall and some of those guys. You just loved listening to their voice.
I was a huge Herb Carneal fan.
And me too. Here's a ground ball foul by Fernholz. One ball, two strikes to Easton. I like the Herb Carneal. Halsey Hall, I remember Halsey.
Halsey was kind of a funny ain't shot like this.
Too much drinking, too, I think.
He once had his... He had always smoked a cigar and then once stuck it in his pocket and they set his sport jacket on fire during the broadcast.
Ball two to Fernholz. Two balls, two strikes.
I'm glad you stuck around, Tom. This is awesome.
Two balls, two strikes. Throw him to first. And Fernholz gets back.
And I have a Herb Carneal story. As a kid, my grandfather was in the insurance business, and between his playing career and his managing career, Frank Quillacy worked in the insurance.
Ground ball hits the short, and this could be two, and they throw it wide to first base, but they do get one. Fernholz, they forced Jackson Fernholz out at second for the second out, but a nice play there by Gunless in the shortstop, Bart.
Yeah, it really was. And they almost got a double play. Threw it across really, really hard, but thank goodness for Madison that Easton Fernholz was sprinting down the line on that.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, Tom.
No, not at all.
Carter Moen batting here now with two outs in the bottom of the fifth.
Big clutch time for Carter. And so Quillacy then went into the radio booth with Herb Carneal, and he was a friend of, and Frank was a friend of my grandfather's, and they let me sit in the booth while they were doing a Twins game.
Oh, wow.
In the 70s. I was a kid, and
wow,
boy, I can tell you what the effect was on me. It was incredible.
Throw the first.
Yeah, you made a career of covering games.
That must have been a thrill.
One of definitely a memory I enjoy.
All right, here's Carter Moen with a runner on first for Madison. Curveball in there for a strike. Was that a strike?
Mm-hmm.
A ball, okay.
And Herb was so smooth. But he was my favorite after that. Not that he wasn't before that.
Two balls, one strike to Carter, but down low for ball three. My favorite Minnesota broadcaster is Al Shaver. Did the Minnesota
Goldmouth. Yeah.
Goldmouth. That's what they call them?
Yeah.
Okay. I love listening to Al Shaver do North Star hockey.
Yeah.
Ball four. Carter Moen draws a walk.
A little rally going on here.
And, of course, his son was a really good hockey announcer, too.
Yeah.
Randy Shaver.
Well, here's Brant Schomer.
14.
Down 4-0. DeLean, a courtesy run for Moen. So Chase DeLean running for Moen at first. Fernholz at second. Runners on first and second for Madison. Two outs. Trying to get the goose egg off the scoreboard. They're down 4-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Dak, the pitch. Swing and a miss to Schomer.
Boy, that center fielder just keeps creeping up. He's not left playing field, very deep.
Left field and right. They're all three of them are in.
They're not holding the runners on.
And they just move up on the pitch.
Schomer popped up right side of the field. Koonin, the first baseman, in foul territory. Can't make the catch in foul territory. He reached for it, just out of his reach.
That's got to be one of the hardest things to teach as a coach, isn't it, to go back on those balls?
Yeah. You see some first basemen are so natural at it, they just read the flight of the ball. Mm-hmm. Others struggle a little bit. He had a great read on that. It was just a little bit too far out of his reach.
One of the differences in the levels is you get into the youth levels, and like none of the kids can do it really well because they've worked at it.
Big pitch here for Brody Dak. Swing and a miss. Struck him out to end the inning. Schomer goes down swinging. Madison leaves two runners on. They're down 4-0. On a video bat here in the top of the sixth inning. We'll be right back after this.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
All right, that's Josh Kranz, Lathan Nipple, and Brendan Kuzman, the 7, 8, 9 batters for Montevideo here in the top of the sixth inning. Montevideo has a 4-0 lead on Madison in a big American Legion baseball game here tonight.
Just talking with Bart and lamenting that four walks and that top of the first has really made a difference in this game.
Yes, it is.
There's a one ball, one strike to Kranz.
Yeah, and kudos to Coach Fernholz. They took out Gavin after that first inning, and Carter Morin's been great.
Swing and a miss for strike two.
What an encouraging performance for a sophomore right-hander. He has done a nice job with a very tough team.
2-2 pitch. Outside for ball three. That was close. So a full count to Kranz. First batter here in the top of the sixth. Moan in his windup. The pitch, ball four, another walk. So it'll be Lathan Nipple batting now. Nipples walked and grounded out to Fernholz at short. Last inning, Madison turned a double play. All right, number 24 steps into the batter's box, Lathan Nipple.
Yeah, Carter Moan here is on for the fifth inning and has not allowed a run.
Yeah. There's a swing and a miss. We got the race cars coming up here to the Tufty Auto there. Working on the race cars tonight.
I got him for about 45 pitches, somewhere in that area.
They go to KRA, or where do they drive?
In Madison.
Oh, Madison.
Track in
yeah.
Madison.
Oh, that's
Dirt
right.
Track. Saturday
yeah.
night racing.
Thursday night in Wilmer.
And Friday.
Some of them do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some go to that, and then Montevideo on Fridays.
Here's the pitch to Nipple, and it's outside for a ball.
One and one. We've covered dance line, racing, baseball.
And I know about 15 more things about racing than they do dancing.
Popped up, foul behind the gross nest there.
Well, down at section basketball, we were doing the championship games, and I sat down and talked to Patrick Royce, and Paul walked by
yeah.
me. And I go, I thought you'd stop by and say hi to Patrick Royce. He goes, where is he? I go, we were right in front of him. I was sitting down talking to him for 10 minutes.
And I count Patrick among my friends. How about that?
Ground ball foul by Nipple for count remains 1-2. Your friends are Patrick Royce. Awesome.
Well, where did Patrick Royce work before the St. Paul Pioneer Press?
Fulda? He grew up in Fulda.
Yeah. He worked at the St. Cloud Times.
Oh, he did.
And then he went to the Pioneer Press, and then he got hired as a columnist by the Star Tribune.
Swung on and fell back by Nipple. Kranz is off and running on the pitch. Still one ball, two strikes.
He's about to turn 80 years old.
Oh.
And he's still writing three columns a week.
And where does he live now? He's in
Prior Lake.
Prior Lake. Yeah, so he told
in a condo.
Me when they left Fulda, he ended up graduating from Prior Lake. Oh, let's mm-hmm. do this pitch ball.
One ball, two strikes to Nipple, and that's ball down low for ball two.
He told me Fulda had more people than Prior Lake when they moved.
I believe it. I believe it.
It's changed just a little bit now.
2-2 pitch to Lathan Nipple with Montevideo with a Kranz at first base. There's nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Montevideo lead 4-0. Oh, look out.
It hit him.
Our first hits Batson of the game in Montevideo with nobody out, leading 4-0 as runners on first and second. Here's the number 9 batter, Brendan Kuzman.
Up 4-0. We'll see if they try a bunt or just let it hit away.
Love Patrick because he understands outstate Minnesota.
Yes.
Does not solely focus on Twin Cities and the major pro sports. He writes about everything. Loves coming to places like Madison and Montevideo and Wilmer and doing stories. It's just one of his favorites.
Yeah,
ball one to Brendan Kuzman.
And he said he played ball against some of the grandpas of the kids that were playing in both the A and AA section championship
I
games.
Believe it.
Pitch outside. Ball two. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Patrick Royce says, I'm a big fan of Patrick Royce. 2 feet from me and I don't even know it. How did I not see that? That was a good one. 2-0 count, and a ground ball fouled on the first base side. And Brendan Kuzman with 2-1 on Kuzman. Montevideo threatening here with runners on first and second. And with nobody out, they lead 4-0. Carter Moan really doing a nice job on the mound, but he finds himself in a bit of a jam here now, Bart.
Yeah, he can get a ground ball.
There's a bunt down the third baseline. Carter fields it, quick throw to first, and they get Kuzman out for the first out, but he advances the runners to first and second.
Yeah, that was really a tough play because the pitcher he's throwing, his momentum was carrying him the opposite way. He had to sprint. It went about, I'd say, a third of the way up the line on the third baseline. He picked it and had to fire it across quickly to get Kuzman out. And he's a left-handed hitter, so he's got a couple extra steps closer to first base.
Well, here's the top of the order for the Montevideo Legion, leading 4-0. Ben Gunnlaugsson, this is his fourth at-bat, and he's 0-2.
That's a tough out.
And there's a high fly ball right field, and Nolan Smith underneath of it and makes the catch. And here comes the tag. Here comes the no throw at the plate. And there's the fifth run for Montevideo. So Gunnlaugsson, sack fly, RBI. And out, two outs now. And scoring from third on the tag up was Cramp.
Yeah, he just didn't quite get underneath it enough to get his momentum going towards home. The ball was up the line a little bit. Not sure if it would have had to be a heck of a throw to get him out at home, though.
And how did Kranz get on base?
Yeah, another walk.
Ouch.
Here's Griffin Epema with Nipple at third base. And Epema takes a strike from Carter Moen. Griffin Epema. The pitch. And that's strike two called. We got a little raindrops on our window.
We lost our sun a little bit here, too.
Might just a little cloud coming over, hopefully. Epema at the plate, 0-2 pitch. There's a shot to center. And keeps it in front of it and drops it in there for a base hit. And scoring is Nipple, and it's 6-0 Montevideo. So Epema picks up an RBI single to center. Looks like Brent was trying to decide if we should die for it or not.
Those are the hardest ones. You know, you got two outs. If it gets by you, he's going to get the third for sure. But and the run was going to score anyway. So
I was saying it was scorched too. It was really a hard play, and it was swerving.
Yeah,
that wasn't really a pop up. It was more of a line drive.
Oh yeah, it was definitely a line drive.
Brody Dack just took the first pitch of ball from Carter Moen. Epema with a huge lead at first. There he goes. And the ground ball hit the third, bobbled and recovered, and Meyer goes to first. They get him. He throws him out. Gavin Meyer.
He was going to his left. That bounced off his glove. He picked it off in the air and fired a rocket to first.
Yeah, it bounced the right way.
Two runs that inning for Montevideo on one hit. I got Bart.
Yes.
And no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Madison now finds themselves down 6-0. We'll be right back after this.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
definitely looks like he's got the build.
Montevideo leading Madison 6-0. Gavin Mortensen pops it up. First batter for Madison, and Kunin makes the catch. We're out number one here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Gavin Mortensen flies out the center.
Yeah. Just three base runners for Madison. Reynoldson, that is it.
Here's Gavin Meyer, who just made a great play at third defensively. Curveball in there by Dak. Dak's throwing a lot of curveballs now late in the game.
0-2 will throw a curve. 2-0 he'll throw a curve.
Big sweeper.
Here's a ground ball hit the short, and Gunlinson fields it, throws it wild, and that'll be an error there on Gunlinson at short.
Almost hit the coach.
Yeah, that was well off the line towards home plate.
Who's the gentleman coaching first for
Brian? Brian Fernald.
Oh, Brian. Okay.
Another Fernald.
Yes.
He's probably taken a couple off the off his chest over the years.
Well, here's Nolan Smith. Madison has a base runner down 6-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch to Nolan is high for ball.
My favorite story of a base coach getting a hit, Tom Rademacher. A longtime Rosen guy. He had a prosthetic leg, and I didn't know that when I first.
I've seen Tom. I saw Tom play. I can remember Tom. Yep.
And
here's the pitch, and Nolan.
So he was coaching third base, and there was a hard, foul ball, and he just stuck out his leg and hit him. And I'm going, oh my God, that had to hurt. He probably broke his shin, and I didn't know that he had a prosthetic leg. But he was a great baseball guy in the area.
That's a good one. You know, another one I ran into. Was, and this is a Tom Rademacher era, a Versteeg.
Oh, yeah, Randy.
From Starbuck.
Yes, I played ball against him. He graduated from Hancock High School.
Okay, here's the pitch to Nolan Smith. Two balls, one strike, and that's high for ball three is Smith. 3-1, there's one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Madison has a runner and Gavin Meyer at first. They're down 6-0. Brody Dak pitching outstanding here for Montevideo. Here's the pitch. Yep. Oh, that's a called strike.
When I played amateur baseball for Morris, we got to the state tournament. We drafted Randy Versteeg as
a pitcher. He was a very effective pitcher.
Yes.
Full count to Nolan Smith. Dak from the stretch. The pitch. Foul down left field line.
I would say a lot of Nolan's hits come between left center and right center. Very consistent.
Quick update. Dawson, the Legion, leading Kirkhoven 5-1 in the fifth inning. And Bold leading Granite Falls 5-1.
Interesting.
Full count here to Smith. Ground ball, right field, base hit. Meyer rounding second. He's going to hold it second.
He's pulling up with his.
Uh-oh.
He's grabbing something.
That looks like a hammy, maybe?
No.
Groin muscle?
No.
Base hit by Nolan Smith to right.
Caden Fernald is going off. He saw it, too, right away.
Gavin Meyer was running in the second.
Pulled a muscle, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. You could see just as he's getting the second.
Coach Fernald's and now the base umpire checking Gavin Meyer out.
You think he's going to come out?
Yep, I think he's going to come out.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is running, walking very gingerly, isn't he?
So Gavin Meyer's walking to the dugout, coming out of the game. Max Young will run.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
So Max Young running at second. And we got Nolan Smith at first. Here's Grant Bierke. Swing and a miss by Grant. So Madison with runners on first and second. One out. Down 6-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Dak. And the throw to second, and Max Young gets back. Set play there.
Yeah, I think it came from the catcher.
Yeah, I believe you're right. He wasn't even looking at second. He just looked home and then turned and spun.
Here's the pitch to Bierke. Swing and a miss, chased a high fastball. Two strikes to Grant.
Usually when you see those, you'll see everybody looking in the dugout to see if the coach really did put it on. Right? And that one, that's... Good job by Montevideo, not telegraphing it.
0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop.
And, I gave the kids freedom. If they could see something like that, they could call it.
But
if we did get an out, then I claimed I was the one that put it on.
So here's another one. How much did you let your kids call their own pitches?
Depends on the catcher.
Here's the pitch.
Okay.
And did he go around?
I don't know.
They're checking with the base umpire. No, he did not.
We've had some tremendous catchers over the years, and mm-hmm. so then you trust them. The other thing is, you know, I did a lot of charting of the batters, so you knew, mm-hmm. you know, who couldn't hit at this pitch at this situation, so then I sometimes might overrule them. Excuse me.
Sure. Next pitch down low for ball two. Good at bat here for Grant Bierke.
Yeah, we're in a key situation here. This is running out of outs for Madison.
There's a ground ball hit back to the pitcher, Deck. He's going to go to second, and they force him out at second for the second out. That was Smith being forced out at second.
Yeah, and I like Gunnlaugsson. He didn't try to rush that to try to get a double play. They really had no chance for a double play.
Get the certain out.
Just got the for sure out.
So runners on the corners for Madison. Here's number 10, Tanner Tilbury, down 6-0.
Where does Tanner play town ball?
Tanner, he's not right now.
Okay.
He's just a sophomore, but he's had a great year hitting, so.
I thought I saw him on a town ball roster. That's why I was asking.
No, we got rain falling now in Madison. Starting to rain.
I hope a cold front comes through.
Here's Tanner Tilbury. The pitch is down low for a ball. It's going to get wet here. We're nice and dry and cool with the air conditioner here in the press box.
Got Ryan Bierke running at first base now.
We've lost 10 degrees.
Ground ball hit the short. Gunnlaugsson, or the third baseman, steps in front. Throws over to first. It gets away from the first baseman, and Madison will score its first run. Coming in from third. And so runners on the corners. Madison now down 6-1.
Six. Yeah, Kuzman went to the left, picked it up. He had enough time. He fired it across, but it just went up the baseline. First baseman really had no chance to catch that.
Here's Jackson Fernals. Runners on the corners, two outs. And the pitch to Jackson is high for a ball. Rain continuing here now in Madison.
Yeah.
Huge, huge situation here for Madison. This is the time to get back into the game, get that runner on third in.
There's a high fly ball, center field. And now the left fielder, center fielder, calls it Kunin, and he makes the catch for the third out.
I'll take it. Okay.
I'll get it. But Madison comes up with one run on
just one hit, two errors.
And they leave two on. We'll take a break. And we're going to the seventh inning with Montevideo leading 6-1. We'll be right back.
New pitcher.
Okay.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year.
Sports brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Bryson Danzeason.
All right, Bryson Danzeason is pitching now for Madison. Nice job by Carter Moen, really, huh? Mark?
Yeah, he really has done a nice job. Just gave up those two runs. You know, he started that last inning, had a walk and a hit batter right away. Both those runners scored. Other than that, he was pitching great.
So Danzeason's first pitch of the game is a strike to Claussen, Caleb Claussen.
Yeah, Mullen threw five innings, just gave up two hits and the two runs.
Here's a swing and a miss. Who's out in right field for Madison now?
Max Young.
Carter Moan done. Okay. Pitch, ooh, that one, the ball slipped out of his hand with it being wet, I'm guessing.
Oh, no.
Bryson went for Carter. Max went for...
Clausen batting.
He'd been for Meyer.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball.
We need windshield wipers. Because I had to slide the window open a little bit just so I could see, but that's not helping you, Paul.
No, that's fine. I can make it out. And the next pitch inside for a ball. Yeah, we need the Olsen kid from Dawson. We're doing a football game once. He took a...
He took a
push broom.
Oh,
now, there's a pitch. Ooh, that hit him? I did hit him. So Clausen was hit by a pitch on the view of the base runner. Took a sweep broom in the press box, wrapped a towel around it, and then stuck his body out the window. I mean, he was just keeping it clean just so I could see.
Hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, it was quite a rainstorm.
That's hilarious.
All right, here's Kibler. Kipler, excuse me. Cameron Kipler, the catcher.
Had a nice line drive in the first inning.
Montevideo leading 6-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Madison will have an opportunity here in the bottom of the seventh, but really can't afford any more runs given up.
It's Kibler with the D.
So,
now the wind's blowing at us.
So when is Madison going to be a leader in press box technology and put windshield wipers on there?
We want that.
So, you know, with the air conditioning, we'd have a windshield wiper.
Put a little overhang or something.
No, I don't want that. You'd lose the fly balls.
Here's a throw over to first.
Yeah, you could just...
Clausen gets back.
Have something up there, one thing coming down.
6-1, Montevideo leading here. We are in the seventh inning, but it is raining. And hopefully it's just a short-lived.
Oh, yeah.
And that's strike two.
A little delayed call there by Ryan Lee.
It's actually kind of a relief for how hot it's been.
Yeah, I think you said the temperature dropped 10 degrees.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Kibler
would be.
And the pitch is high, a foul ball over the first base dugout.
Ball over.
He's got a good swing.
Next Monday, we'll be in Dawson, I believe, for Legion Ball, Madison at Dawson next Monday night.
Doing the Junior Legion and the Legion?
Nope, just the Legion.
Yep.
Here's the pitch, and he reaches for it, pops it out the right field. Max Young giving chase, and it's in foul territory. And that's just a strike.
The Kibler's just 1-for-3, but he had that hard ground ball single his first time up. Easton Fernholz made a great play in the hole in his second time up, and then getting that double play, which means you have to hit it hard enough to get a double play. So he's made good contact all three times at the plate.
You got people over here in the umbrellas. They got the umbrellas out.
Got Erica Fernholz, and they're just sitting there out in the rain.
We're dry, though.
Yeah.
It feels good, I bet.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, nobody out here in the seventh. Montevideo with a runner. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball, center field. Schomer camps underneath of it, makes the catch for the first out.
Yeah, he did a drop step right away. Wasn't sure where it was going to go. That's always a good idea. He's fast enough to recover. Made an easy catch of it.
All right. Lightning detected 6 miles away.
Number four, Jackson Coonan.
Well, let's hope it's not 5 or 4 miles away.
Yeah, go away.
Some blue skies.
Okay,
over
we got batting here is Jackson Coonan. Throw over to first by Dan Zeeson.
Nice to have a 6'5 first baseman.
With some hop.
Yeah, he's a great basketball player. Yeah.
Jackson
That's
Coonan.
That's why I know Tanner.
Yes.
Jackson Coonan at the plate for Montevideo. Pitches high. Jackson's sister, Avery Coonan, one of the best women's basketball players. What a great season she had at North Dakota State last year. And she's coming back. She didn't leave her senior year. Outside.
Wonder what she could have gotten NIL money.
Yeah, I bet a lot.
Sure, she had a lot of offers. Two balls, one strike. Or two balls, no strikes. Pitch is high
for ball three. Avery's, I mentioned I interviewed her for all
the I did. I enjoyed the interview very much.
Well, thank you. She gave me about 30 minutes of her time. And there's a strike called. We set that interview up, I think, we canceled 3-4 times on each other until we finally got the interview done.
She's very eloquent and really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Three and balls. Made your job easier, I'm
That's
sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Three balls, one strike to Jackson Coonan. One out here in the top of the seventh. 6-1, Montevideo leading. And there's ball four. Coonan walks, runners on first and second for Montevideo, and here's Josh Kranz.
There's some thought that she can make some money out of college.
Yeah.
That's the word, I think.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of them go overseas if they're not quite ready for the WNBA, and we'll see what happens with her.
Here's Kranz, pitches high for a ball.
In the basketball world, for a long time, you made more money overseas than you did in the United States, and now it's balanced out now.
Yeah.
The WNBA minimum is now $270,000.
Which probably would take them 4 years in the old system.
there were players making $65,000 a year.
Two balls, no strikes to Josh Kranz. Runners on first and second for Montevideo. Dan Thiessen in relief. Third pitcher of the game. Swing and a miss by Kranz for strike two.
If you were to ask me what's changed in the world, that's one of the things that's changed in the world. I would have never dreamed that WNBA players could make as much money as they are now making.
There's a swing and a miss for strike. Is that strike three? No, strike two. Okay, I was off a strike.
And they are fun to watch.
Yeah, I covered it for years at the small college level, St. Cloud State, St. Ben's, and always enjoyed it.
Next pitch. Called strike three. What a pitch by Dan Thiessen.
Oh, that was a big out with two runners on. One more to go.
Number 24.
How about Sophie Cunningham's pointing? I can't get enough of that. I thought, right or wrong, but I thought that it was pretty, the way she did it.
That pitching mound's getting a little sticky. Bryson Denzi's in trying to get that clay off his shoe.
Well, they need him. One out away. Oh, the pitch is away and gets by wild pitch there, and the runners will move to second and third. So a nipple at the plate. Madison trying to get that last out here. Down 6-1.
Yeah.
Keep it in range here without any runs scored. Yeah. More runs scored.
Yeah, five runs will be tough. If they give up a single and two RBIs here, seven runs are going to be really tough.
1-0 pitch to Lathan Nipple, who came around to score last inning. Dan Thiessen's pitch down in the dirt. Bierke stops it. Ball goes away from him a little bit. Still raining? A little bit?
We got our weatherman, Tony Smith, sticking his arm out
in the press box window.
A smattering of sprinkles, he says.
Do you need a meteorology degree to do that?
He stayed at a Holiday Inn last night.
2-0 pitch. Strike one. Two balls, one strike.
You should just have five headsets, Paul, and we'll all be on.
Nothing like fun at the old ballpark, right?
There's a swung on and fouled back by Nipple. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on for Montevideo on second and third. They lead 6-1. Bryson Denzeisen.
Big pitch here.
Yep. Try to get this last out without scoring some more runs here. 2-2 count to Nipple. Here's the pitch from Denzeisen. Nice. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
Fastball on the outside corner.
Nice job by Bryson to get out of that inning. Montevideo leads two runners on, and we're going to go to the bottom of the seventh. Montevideo leading 6-1. Madison coming to bat. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We've made it to the bottom of the seventh inning. Madison down 6-1. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, and Tom Elliott from the West Central Tribune joining us tonight. And appreciate you joining us, Tom.
I'm having a ball, and I appreciate you guys letting me blather on here a little bit. I'm enjoying it.
Well, the Twins broadcast, sometimes they have three guys
all the time, yeah.
We can do it.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, got a new pitcher for Montevideo.
Yeah, the shortstop, Ben Gunnlaugsson. He just flip-flopped with Brody Dack. So he's going to try to finish it off for Montevideo here.
The rain, I think, has stopped.
Yeah. It's just so humid out, nothing's going to dry either. So the ball is going to be wet, the pitcher's mound. He's having some issues with it. It's really sticky out there. So
yeah, Gunnlaugsson was doing his warm-ups, and the coach went out there to talk to him about it a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was his second warm-up pitch.
Dan Zeeson looked like he was struggling with that, too.
Well, in Madison, 7, 8, 9 batters, Fernholz, Moan, and Schomer. Here's the first pitch by Ben Gunnlaugsson in relief of Brody Dack. Dack did a fantastic job. Pitches high for ball. To Easton.
Yeah, Deck, you could argue, is the player of the game at this juncture.
Yep.
Swing and a miss by Fernholz.
I don't know if you can see it through your fogged-up windows, but you can just see a path of red clay from the home plate to the pitcher's mound.
Yep.
Next pitch, swung on and fouled back by Fernholz for strike two. One ball, two strikes. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and the WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat play of the game. Two strikes. One ball, two strikes to Easton. Gunnlaugsson's pitch is high for ball. As Tom had mentioned, Montevideo spent, maybe a week down by Omaha, Nebraska, playing Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't think it was quite a week, but I know that they played four games at a tournament that was intertwined with the College World Series, and they... as a team, got to see a couple of the College World Series games, and they went 1-3. But my goodness, if you look at the teams they played, they were playing huge schools from Omaha, Nebraska, and other places. And it's a real good experience. As we were saying, they go every 2 years.
Okay.
That's according to Brady Keenitz.
Full count pitch. Full count pitch to Fernholz. Ball four. Madison gets their leadoff batter on, and that's what you wanted.
We got Jay Stellina is going to bat now. He's in the original spot of Carter Moen.
Number 33, Jay.
What grade is Jace going to be in? Do you know?
He's
going to be a senior already. Wow. Stellina batting for the first time here tonight.
The future's bright for Madison. You got a lot of young guys that look good.
Here's the pitch from Gunnlaugsson, and it's a strike.
Boy, have this window open, you just feel the heat coming in.
Ryan Lee, the umpire. Tim Tanner, the base umpire tonight. Gunnlaugsson checks his runner at first. There's nobody out. We're in the bottom of the seventh. There's a fly ball, base hit. No! Kunin, he throws the first, and it's a double play.
Oh, he just smoked that line drive. Looked like it was going to be a base.
Was it a hit and run or no?
No. Well, we remarked earlier it's playing, and that was the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Dillon lined it out to center fielder Kunin and made a catch look like on one knee, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then he popped up, and Bernholz was way off first base, and they doubled him up trying to get back to first.
And he slipped trying to go back to first, too.
Wow.
Here's Brant Schomer, and a pitch swing and a miss for strike one.
Two.
Okay. So one pitch away, Gunnlaugsson, here's the 0-2 pitch with two outs, and he swung at that one, missed, and they're going to throw to first, and they get him, and that'll be the ball game. So Montevideo wins it 6-1 over Madison here tonight. We'll take a break, come back to the Neon Needles postgame show right after this.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Sports brought to you by the Madison Dairy Queen, North Highway 75 in Madison. Stop in for a full meal, or if you just want one of those delicious, cool Dairy Queen treats, maybe a sundae, a banana split, a blizzard, you name it, they have it. The Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Stop in soon.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here, wrapping things up here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Montevideo wins it 6-1 over Madison. Madison with their third loss of the season. They go to 6-3 on the year. Montevideo 5-6-3 as well. So they're kind of even there, Bart.
Yeah. Well, it was a real competitive game, like we talked about it, and Tom mentioned it as well. You know, Madison gave up four walks in that first inning and three hits, and that really was the difference of the game. Other than that, it was an even game for the next six innings.
Line scores, correct me if I'm wrong, this is what I have, Bart. Montevideo 6 runs on 5 hits. They left 4 on base. They had 2 errors. Madison, 1 run on 2 hits, 5 left on base, and no errors.
That's correct.
And our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, who is that going to be?
Do you want to announce that, Tom? As you're putting your headphone on, who do we go with our Player of the Game?
Tony. Brody Dack. Brody Dack.
Young right-hander, number 3 hitter, number 6, Brody Dack.
Yeah.
And I don't have the numbers, but
I've got him for you. So he gets the win, throwing 6 innings, gave up just 2 hits. one run. It was not an earned run. Two walks and eight strikeouts, so great job by Brody Deck keeping those Madison hitters off balance.
And this was really a good game, I would say. Easily could have been a 3-1 game.
Yes, definitely.
Take away some walks in that first inning, and the Post 59 bunched together three hits in a row, and that would have been a fair one run for sure, and then you take those walks away, and it's a very good game, and I guess a very good team. Montevideo is undefeated in Minnesota, as we were saying. He's 5-0. They are 5-0, and 6-3 on the season with all those big games in Nebraska, and they're definitely somebody that we're going to be talking about in the playoffs, I believe.
That's right. So what's our WOW Ottawash and Lettermet play of the game? What would you say that would
be?
We're
going to go to the defensive play to turn a double play in the fifth inning for Madison.
Oh, it was pretty.
It went, it was a great play. Went to the shortstop. He flipped it to first base on a very quick throw in the second base, and the second baseman spun around and threw it over to first and just got him in a nick of time. It's Gavin Mortensen. So it went Fernholz to Mortensen to Tilbury, a double play. Pitcher's best friend.
All right. So Montevideo wins it 6-1 over Madison, and our next broadcast will come next Monday in Dawson, with Madison traveling over to Dawson for 7 o'clock start over there at Nelson Field. Tom, congratulations on being inducted into the Hall of Fame again. I appreciate your time. We'll have to come up to Wilmer and take you out for supper. So.
Oh, I got to take you guys out.
No.
Well, let me know when then. I'll go with.
When is the banquet for the Hall of Fame again?
September 19th. That's a Saturday. 5 o'clock is the start of the banquet. There's a social hour before that. It's at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center.
Okay.
And there's tickets online.
Cool.
All right. Good.
Dick Newman's one of the guys that's the organizers for
all
it
right.
too.
All right, thanks, Park, for helping out. I appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. It was a great, great, great broadcast.
All right, Tom, safe drives home.
Thank you, sir.
Tom Elliott from the West Central Tribune, Bart Hill. And that wraps it up here tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Montevideo wins it 6-1, and we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lanes Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Hortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.